The 21st Annual Mission Folk Music Festival, July 25th through the 27th at Fraser River Heritage Park in Mission, BC. The 2008 festival presents one of the most eclectic rosters to date, featuring artists from all four corners of the globe, from Cuba to Tibet and Finland to Zimbabwe, and including a staggering range of musical traditions and styles. You're invited to discover the Mission Folk Music Festival, the sparkling gem of the summer festival season, July 25th through the 27th.
The AMS Sexual Assault Support Center offers support services to survivors of sexual assault and other forms of violence, as well as their friends, family members, and partners. They are committed to education and the support of students, staff, faculty, and visitors of all genders. They offer counseling, accompaniments, information, and referrals. They also facilitate specialized workshops and training sessions, develop public education campaigns, and hold special events related to anti-violence work. All services are free and confidential. For more information on programs and services or on volunteer opportunities, visit their website, www.ams.ubc.ca/sasc.
Yes, and if you were expecting Exquisite Corpse with Luke, with Mr. Bleak, I keep wanting to call him Luke, but that's the other guy, that's that meat guy. I'm talking about Bleak Sweeney and Exquisite Corpse. It's the Browns filling in as part of the CITR show swap, so it's kind of frightening for us because we had to leave our little sheltered,
safe little world
domicile called Breakfast with the Browns on Monday morning and do this. Scary, mind-jarring, grating thing. But
actually, that sounds like our show. I know. I think.
Yeah, but that's just our talk. That's not our music, right? At least I think. But
so, what are we? Are we Breakfast with Corpses or Exquisite Browns?
Browns. Yes.
Exquisite Browns. I like
Or you can take it all the way. Exquisite Brown Corpses. So anyways, as you know, Mr. Bleak's show involves a lot of mixing, mashup kind of stuff. We're going to kind of cheap out a bit because we only really found out on Thursday, Friday that we were doing this. So I couldn't compose anything over the weekend. So I'm going to start off with five parts of this very interesting release put out by Amma and Einheit of Einstürzende Neubauten. And the whole release is called Deutsche Krieger, Deutsche Warriors, German Warriors. And I'm going to play the Ulrike Meinhof Paradise segment. Very political, very nasty. The first two parts one's Kaiser Wilhelm Overdrive. Second part is Adolf Hitler Enterprise. But I'm playing part three, Ulrike Meinhof Paradise. And then I'll follow that up with whatever I can dig up. And we kind of decided we'll sort of divide the show into two segments. And I'll do the first part, that's me, Peter, and then James will do the second part. But we'll be running around helping each other cope with the stress, and I already brought my sedatives, so I think I'll be okay. What about you?
I need a glass of water.
Okay.
Go get me some. One glass of water.
One glass. Bring him a glass of water. Where are the Sherpas? Anyways, so this is Amma an Einheit and Ulrike Meinhof Paradise, if it queued up properly, that is.
Liebe Mitbürger, erinnern Sie sich noch?
Gehen Sie Ihren Zweihaufen aus.
Sympathisanten, Gangster, Terroristen. So späte Stunde noch einmal guten Abend. Hier rechts Frau Ulrike Meinhof, Kolumnistin der Zeitschrift Konkret. Ihre Autorität beruht auf den Argumenten. Stadtgesilla. Sympathisanten, Gangster, Terroristen.
Erinnern Sie sich noch? Zwei furchtbare Weltkriege. Soll es schon wieder losgehen?
Stadtgesilla, Sympathisanten, Gangster, Terroristen.
Krieg oder Frieden? Und was war das Ende? Deutschland war ein Trümmerhaufen.
Stadtgesilla. Stadtgesilla. Sympathisanten, Gangster, Terroristen.
Es mag hier und da die Neigung geben, die als ungeheuerlich empfundenen terroristischen Taten nicht nur einen extremistischen Wahnsinn zur Last zu legen, sondern einen deutschen Wahnsinn überhaupt.
Stadtgesilla. Stadtgesilla. Sympathisanten, Gangster, Terroristen. Frau Ulrike Meinhof aus Hamburg.
Mir scheint die Problematik hauptsächlich darin zu liegen, dass
Angriff gegen den Staat. Diese Gangster haben jedes Gefühl für die Würde und das Lebensrecht der Menschen verloren. Stadtgerilla. 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 Sympathisanten, Gangster, Terroristen.
Haben Sie Verständnis dafür, dass wir heute natürlich auch keine Musik machen, die Sie also von den Stühlen reißen könnte, sondern dass wir die entsprechend angepasste Musik machen?
Wie Männer ihre Kriegserlebnisse darstellen. Sie haben Angst davor. Bunker, Ausgangssperre, Taschengeldentzug, Zigarettenentzug. Sie haben Angst davor. Die Männer ihre Kriegserlebnisse darstellen. Sie haben Angst davor. Die Männer ihre Kriegserlebnisse darstellen. Sie haben Angst davor.
Wenn einem aber nichts anderes übrig bleibt. Wenn man also nicht im Fernsehen sitzt, wenn man wenigstens ein oder zweimal in der Woche, ein oder zwei Stunden lang genau sagen kann, wenn man nicht über die Millionen Auflagen von Springer-Zeitungen, Illustrierten verfügt, wenn man dann, wenn man öffentlich diskutieren will, auf Raumverbote stößt und auf Versammlungsverbote, wenn man dann, wenn man demonstrieren will, auf Demonstrationsverbote stößt, Polizeistaat.
Es gilt unserer Polizei zu helfen.
Polizeistaat. Polizeistaat.
Es gilt unserer Polizei zu helfen.
Wenn einem aber nichts anderes übrig bleibt, dann bin ich es allerdings der Ansicht, dass es außerordentlich demokratisch ist, wenn es Leute gibt, die trotz all dieser Verbote die einzige Öffentlichkeit, die dann für sie bleibt, nämlich die Straße, benutzen.
Thank you. Wir dachten, der Schah sei einfach ein schöner Mann mit einer schönen Frau und einer glücklichen Familie aus einem glücklichen Land. So jedenfalls hat es in unseren Zeitungen gestanden. Und als die Studenten mussten kommen und Flugblätter verteilen, da erst erfuhren wir die Wahrheit über den Schah. Aber als die Studenten auf die Straße gingen, um die Wahrheit über Persien bekannt zu machen, auf die Straße, weil er in andere Öffentlichkeit als die der Straße ihm nicht zur Verfügung stand, da kam auch die Wahrheit heraus über den Staat, in dem wir selbst leben. Proteste gegen einen Polizeistaatschef entlarvten unseren Staat selbst als Polizeistaat. Polizei- und Presseterror erreichten am 2. Juni in Berlin ihren Höhepunkt. Polizeistaat.
Es gilt, unserer Polizei zu helfen.
Proteste gegen einen Polizeistaatschef entlarvten unseren Staat selbst als Polizeistaat. Da begriffen wir, dass Freiheit in diesem Staat die Freiheit für den Polizeiknüppel ist und Pressefreiheit im Schatten des Springer-Konzerns die Freiheit, den Knüppel zu rechtfertigen. Am Widerstand der außerparlamentarischen Opposition wurde der Zustand unserer Demokratie überhaupt erst sichtbar. Die Bereitschaft der Herrschenden und Regierenden zum offenen Terror überzugehen, wo immer Demokraten auf ihr Recht, das Recht, auf Polizeistaat. Polizeistaat.
Reden haben die Bürger genug gehört. Jetzt wollen sie Taten sehen.
Wenn ihr ein anderes Mittel als das des Krieges ihnen nicht übrig bleibt, dann sind wir für ihren Krieg. Dann sind wir für ihren Krieg. Dann sind wir für ihren Krieg.
Wenn einem aber nichts anderes übrig bleibt,
dann sind wir für ihren Krieg.
Mit einem einminütigen Sirenenheulton soll die Bevölkerung in der Bundesrepublik künftig bei Terroranschlägen, Entführungen und ähnlichen Gewalttaten alarmiert werden.
Bitte die jetzt folgenden Stimmen in Ruhe an und achten Sie besonders auf die Eigenarten des Tonfalls, der Ausdrucksweise und der Sprachfärbung. Aufzeichnung 1, Aufzeichnung 2, Aufzeichnung 3, Aufzeichnung 4.
Meinhof, geboren 1934, beide Eltern früh verstorben, Journalistin, geschieden, unter zweier Kinder.
Where is Burr? 66 Millionen.
Mit wem spreche ich?
Andreas Bader wurde eingekerkert, weil er entschieden gegen eine Gesellschaft gekämpft hat, die zum Völkermord in Vietnam schweigt und sich stattdessen im Konsumrausch betäubt.
Meinhof? Das Phänomen ist nun aber, dass Autoritäten unglaubwürdig geworden sind.
Ich hab mal ein bisschen abseits in der Ecke gesessen und so Handtasche mit der Knarre drin, wo ich
Bader mit
Waffengewalt haben heute mehrere maskierte Männer und Frauen den Frankfurter Kaufhausbrandstifter Andreas Bader aus der Haft befreit. Nach den bisher vorliegenden Berichten rissen drei oder vier maskierte Personen die Tür zur Bibliothek des Instituts auf, warfen Tränengasbomben, schossen mit Pistolen, dann flüchteten sie zu einem auf der Straße wartenden, sandfarbenen Alfa Romeo.
664 Millionen.
Mit wem spreche ich?
Ostmaler, geboren 1936, Anwalt.
Ich kann mir vorstellen, dass keine größere Intensität von Druck vorstellbar ist, als die Illegalität in einer hochtechnisierten Großstadt mit einem politischen Polizeiapparat.
Sonderkommission Bader Meine 4 beim Landeskriminalpolizei Niedersachsen in Hannover. Beide Festgenommenen leisteten Widerstand, die Frau besonders heftig. Die festgenommenen Personen führten Pistolen des Kalibers 9 mm, Maschinenpistolen bei selbstgefertigter Handgranaten. Höchstens als mit Bogenspitz geschossen gefüllt und zahlreiche gefüllte Magazine. Die festgenommene Frau wurde als Ulrike Meinhof identifiziert.
Angehörigen Hilgard erschossen. Wir werden hier nicht rausgehen, bevor unsere Forderungen erfüllt sind.
Ulrike Meinhof, geboren 1934.
beide Eltern früh verstorben, ehemalige Journalistin, geschieden, Mutter zweier Kinder.
Look at my hands. I'm shaking. All my body is shaking. It was only a dream, Mommy. He was there. His car was parked there in the same gas station, all dressed in green, dark green. I couldn't move my head, but I was watching him in the mirror. Oh, it was horrible. His face was sort of erased. But I knew he was looking at me. Two invisible eyes. Two invisible and monstrous eyes. Please stop. You're frightening me. I'm sorry, Butterfly. You shouldn't listen to Mommy. Go back to sleep. I'm not tired anymore. I just want to get away from here. Mommy needs some sleep, too. We've got a long way to go tomorrow. Go back to sleep, Angel. Mom is going to keep the devil away. Now close your eyes. Everything is fine. Everything is light. Mom loves you more than any mom in the world. See you in the morning light, where the bird sings with the sun. I love you, sweetie. I love you, Mom.
Crazy right now. He's going to kill us for sure. Mom, Sab Gray from Iron Cross. You're listening to CITR 101.9 FM in Vancouver, Canada.
Back used to be easy, but now I forget. Shifting sands, you know. Did you get permission to record this? Problem is, nothing bloody well stops moving long enough for me to get a fix on it. Shifting sands, you know. Have we covered this already? This disembodiment feels so strange, but is just so comfortable. Easy chair, an easy scare. Top dollar entertainment. Makes you think. Really does. Shifting sands, you know. We must get together sometime. So much to remember. Sorry, what did you say? You grayed out for a minute. I lost trace of you. I'm afraid I ran out of space. Just could not afford to keep your data in my account. Life as we know it, eh? Must press on. So much to do. Oh, nearly forgot. Who did you say funded you? Thought so. Must get in touch with them. They might be interested in my IPO. No one would recognize us these days, would they?
into the cover of death and darkness of the grave to hide them. But if the mother stands the shock of a bigger drop, and that leaves the chances of a child or a careless nurse, of drowning in pale water, of being overlaid by a sleepy servant, or such little accidents, then the young man dances like a bubble, empty and gay, and shines like a dove's neck with the image of a rainbow, which hath no substance, and whose very imagery and colours are fantastical. And so he dances out the gaiety of his youth, and is all the while in a storm, and endures only because he is knocked on the head by a drop of bigger rain, or crushed by the pressure of a load of indigested meat, or quenched by the disorder of ill-placed humour. Homer calls a man a leaf, the smallest. Pindar calls him the dream of a shadow, another the dream of the shadow of smoke.
'Cause you'll be going to school and you won't want your daddy then, will you, darling? Oh, I wish you could be my baby all the time. I wonder what the future holds.
Thank you. old story that says you can't kill a frog by dropping him in boiling water. He reacts so quickly to the sudden heat that he jumps out before he's hurt. But if you put him in cold water and then warm it up gradually, he never decides to jump until it's too late. By then, he's cooked.
Mr. Spock is much stronger than the ordinary human being. Aroused, his great physical strength could kill. But it's a risk I'll have to take.
Something bothering you, Mr. Spock?
May I say that I have not thoroughly enjoyed serving with humans. I find their illogic and foolish emotions a constant irritant.
Unlike you, we humans are full of unpredictable emotions.
Love. Tenderness. Yes. If I seem insensitive to what you're going through, Captain, understand. It's the way I am.
Don't be afraid. Here's my hand. Hold on.
You are beautiful. More beautiful than any dream of beauty I've ever known.
What is your point, Mr. Spock?
I love you. I can love you.
Kiss me. Get out of your mind.
Prospect appeared quite attractive to you a moment ago.
You don't really want to hurt me, do you? Put that thing away.
No, I don't think so.
No, I can't. It's painless and quick.
Ah! Entry made by Second Officer Spock.
Ah! Possible we may have hit the wrong entry point.
Yes. Very well, Captain.
Try again.
If it pleases you.
What are you waiting for? Hurry!
If you'll excuse the intrusion, Captain.
Bury the hatchet.
An appropriate choice of terms, Captain.
Keep your fucking hands off. Just keep away, you green-blooded half-breed.
Scotty.
No, wait.
Are you all right, Captain?
It's all right. I'm just a little busy. I have to take him back. Inside myself. I can't survive without him. I don't want to take him back. He's like an animal. A thoughtless, brutal animal.
Let me give you a hand.
Baufirma Meisel und Company.
Ja, ich bin in der Wanninger. Ich möchte nur der Firma Meisel mitteilen, dass ich jetzt die Bücher, die sie bestellt haben, fertig habe und ob ich die Bücher hinschicken soll und ob ich die Rechnung auch mitschicken
darf.
Einen Moment bitte.
I joined in all the student demonstrations and things when I was a student, and I've been on all the papers since I was not a student.
Yeah.
And I feel exceedingly helpful. And every now and again, one of my clients, one of my 19-year-old car thieves or something, will say something like, oh, but on the other hand, the world might end tomorrow, and he means it. And what effect it's having on the younger children, I don't know, because I deal with different, I should imagine it'd be even worse. If you can't even offer a child the possibility that the world will still be there tomorrow,
Direktion der Firma Meisel & Co. Hier ist der Buchbinder der Wanninger. Ich möchte Ihnen nur der Firma Meisel mitteilen, dass ich die Bücher jetzt fertig habe und dann die Bücher schicken soll zu Ihnen und die Rechnung auch dann
reichen.
Ich verbinde Sie mit der Verwaltung am Moment. Hans? Jawohl. Hier ist der Buch in der Wanninger. Ich möchte Ihnen nur mitteilen, dass ich die Bücher jetzt fertig gemacht habe und dass ich sie jetzt hinschicke oder
nicht auf Telefon oder Mobilität und auch dann gleich mit der Sie geben soll.
Ich möchte Ihnen nur dieses mitteilen, weil ich die Bücher fertig habe. Die Bücher da zu Ihnen hinbringen sollen oder nicht brauchen.
Oder die Rechnung ist dann vielleicht ein bisschen aufgeregt.
Ja, einen Moment mal. Ich verbinde Sie mit Herrn
Fischler. There's something out there, so that it makes me so afraid.
Ja, hier ist die Bauern.
I don't know if I can say how afraid I feel. I'm here.
He creates this outcry, this clamor. He creates this nightmare of noise.
If it makes noise, it has some merit.
He's a sonic mess, basically. The discordant notes are just a hubbub, a cacophony.
If it makes noise, it has some merit.
He creates a disturbance because he's basically disturbed.
If it makes noise, it has some merit.
Basically, this is a worthless racket. The man is mentally incompetent.
For the most ear-splitting forays into noise, prog, early industrial, no wave, plunderphonic, psych, and altogether way out sound, tune into A Noise with your host Luke Meat every Wednesday from 11:30 a.m. to 1 p.m. on CITR 101.9 FM.
Solo the guitar solo.
A Noise, music that isn't in its right mind.
Yes, and that's the Other Noise show on CITR 101.9 FM. You are now listening to Exquisite Corpse. Mr. Bleak is, I don't know what show he's doing, but he's doing something else. And it's Breakfast with the Browns, trying to fill in, trying to be like Mr. Bleak. And I hope we're at least getting close, but I'm having fun, except I'm building up a sweat here trying to keep everything under control.
That's when you know you're alive. Yes,
as a DJ. So lots of stuff mashed together there. I had, and I'll just touch on a few things. We heard something off a classic comedy album from the 30s from Germany by Carl Valentine, a very famous comedian there, and his famous routine. Something by O Lamb, Kenneth Gaburo, Tape Beatles was thrown in there, some current 93, Eric O'Dorian, Javier Alvarez, Disposable Heroes of Hypocrisy was in there, A. Dottigny, M83, Tim Cole, and Amr Einheit. That was the longest piece. We played four of the six segments of Ulrike Meinhof Paradise. And, whew, I'm now going to hand the helm over gratefully to James, but I guess we should do some concerts or something here. Oh, I actually found this piece of paper here that will help us. Today is the 24th.
24th. Is that right?
I think so. So tonight, well, it's maybe too late to do anything tonight. I don't know. At Richards on Richards, No Age is playing. And at the Media Club, Joseph Arthur. On Friday, we have at the Biltmore, the Cadaver Dogs. And also, don't forget the Pemberton Festival is happening all of this weekend in Pemberton, B.C., and lots of big guys that'll be there at the Red Robinson Theater. And speaking of kind of weird stuff, Ted Nugent will be in town. I don't know if he has his bow and arrows with him and he'll shoot some deer while he's singing or something retarded like that. But anyways, you got that to look forward to. Anything else cool coming up in the next little while? Blah, blah, blah. Oh, what's it? How do you pronounce it? Feist or Feist? I always get into arguments over this one.
Feist.
Feist. Okay, so it's with the weaker than. So you can actually pronounce it the German way, right?
I guess so.
Rather than feast. Feast. Oh, sorry.
I just made that up. I
know. Okay. She's playing with the weaker thans at Deer Lake Park on August 5th. And also don't forget the Under the Volcano Festival at Kate's Park is on Saturday and Sunday. The 9th and 10th. Or is it only one day? Well, maybe it's only on the 10th on Sunday. Anyways, that's that. And we will be intending to podcast this show, if it works. And you'll be able to listen to this on the Breakfast with the Browns podcast site instead of course, Luke's... sorry, Mr. Bleak's site. Excuse my faux pas there in mixing up the names here. I've been mixing too much music. I'm mixing names now. And what else? Nothing. I will now move on to the next track, and then my comrade James will take over. Da.
Things that get in. The candidate loses control of his own. Everyone has had experience with these problems. You have to participate in your own manipulation.
Of them. Individual has to be predisposed. What it is that's passed on is not known.
I got turkey stuck in my teeth. I can't get it out. You didn't take my dental floss, did you?
No, I didn't. You want the bagel?
Yeah, that'd be good.
I didn't know you liked bagels, David.
I like just all... No, I didn't. They're darn good. The only problem is it's hard to make the butter stay on. They can use the same dough and make plain buns.
How would you like to go half on this?
That'd be fine.
Okay. Oh, for heaven's sakes.
What happened?
Look at that. No more. movie.
No, it isn't.
Wait a minute.
No,
of course it is.
No, it isn't.
All right, what is it?
Yeah.
Everybody doesn't touch it. They looked like that yesterday.
They didn't look like that. What? You look at it.
It's the old. Expert.
It must be the moist.
Yeah, I can see it growing.
It's fuzzy.
What do you mean they look like that yesterday? Mine didn't look like that yesterday. You what?
I
guess it was a little damp in the...
Too bad. That was a nice big one, too. Well...
And cotton, too. I like that a lot.
Of course, cold isn't what would kill you.
No,
you
but I wouldn't want to eat it anyway.
I run against you.
I might as well while I'm waiting.
Delightful. What physically happens if I win?
You're the boss.
Number one's the boss.
Citizen number 6, who has to be tolerated, and if necessary, shaped to fit.
Thank you.
farce.
Jimmy.
This 20th century Bastille that pretends to be a puppet democracy.
Jimmy.
Why don't you put us all into solitary confinement and get what you're after and have done with it?
Enough! I call this meeting to order!
Look at them. Brainwashed imbeciles. Can you laugh? Can you cry? Can you think? Is this what they did to you? Is this how they tried to break you till they got what they were after? In your heads must still be the remnant of a brain. In your hearts must still be the desire to be a human being again.
This is a most serious breach of etiquette. I imagine your desire to stand for election was genuine.
Living a dream, you may be taken for mad.
I like my dream.
Then you are mad. Now go on up to the town hall.
May I?
You may enter tonight. It's carnival.
That mission will start in 5 seconds from now. 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, in.
Say, what are you doing walking along a million miles from no place at this time of night?
I was coming in here to phone or something.
Look, were you going in this joint here?
Well, I was.
Come on, I'll buy you a cup of coffee.
Well.
Howdy, folks. Good to see somebody. Out kind of late, ain't you?
Well?
No, just be quiet a minute, will you?
Be quiet?
Yeah.
What's the matter?
Shh. That wasn't it.
Hey, what's going on, bud?
Yeah. I'll buy you a cup of coffee.
You hot or something?
No.
Out kind of late, ain't you?
Black coffee. How about you?
The same, I guess.
Oh, I'm sorry I frightened you, but... Hey, what's your name?
Eileen. Eileen Harrison.
I could use a little company right now.
Good to see somebody.
What's the matter?
Shh.
Well, here you are. Piece of pie.
Oh,
You're out kind of late, ain't you?
Well,
Well, look. Piece of pie.
Huh? Oh, no.
How about the hamburger?
Just be quiet a minute, will you?
Be quiet?
Yeah.
Say, what's the matter with you?
I'm listening for something.
What?
That wasn't it.
Hey, what's going on, bud?
What's the matter?
Shh. Shut up, the two of you.
Well... All right.
Well, I mean...
Oh, well...
Well, look, if you don't like me, you can always start to walk again.
Well, here you are.
I mean...
Oh, I...
No, keep your shirt on. You'll be all right.
I...
That wasn't it.
What?
If you don't like me...
Piece of pie.
All right.
Well, here you are.
Thanks.
Piece of pie, bud.
That wasn't it.
Piece of pie.
Huh?
Pie. Piece of pie.
Well?
Bud.
Huh?
Piece of pie?
Oh, no.
How about the hamburger? We got good hamburgers, you know.
No.
I don't want no trouble.
No, keep
place.
Your shirt on. What's... Just be quiet a minute, will you?
Well, I...
If you don't like me...
All right,
no.
But I...
Piece of pie, bud?
Oh, no.
How about the hamburger?
No. No, just be quiet a minute, will you?
Be quiet?
Yeah. Shut up, the two of you.
Sure, anything you say.
Listen.
Hey, mister.
Shut up. Listen, that must be it now.
What?
Piece of pie, bud?
Huh?
Pie, bud?
Oh.
Well, here you are.
No.
Sure.
What's the matter with you?
I'm listening for something, that's all.
What?
Piece of pie.
All right, thanks.
No.
Well, here you are.
No, just...
Well, I...
No.
I think I earned it.
No.
What's the matter?
Shh. Shut up, the two of you.
Sure.
All right.
Huh?
How about the hamburger? We got good hamburgers, you know.
Oh, be quiet a minute, will you?
Piece of pie.
No.
We got good hamburgers, you know.
No.
Piece of pie?
No.
Sure, anything you say.
I'm listening, that's all. Listen, that must be it now. That wasn't it.
Hey, what's going on, bud?
What's the matter with you?
I'm listening for something.
What?
We got good...
No. No, just be quiet a minute, will you?
Anything you say.
Say?
Be quiet.
Yeah.
What's the matter?
Shh. Shut up.
Sure.
There he comes.
Hey, where are you going?
What's the matter?
Shh. That wasn't it.
What?
Hey, what's going on, Bud? You hot or something?
No, no.
Bud?
Huh?
Piece of pie? Piece of pie, Bud?
Huh? Oh, no.
Bud?
Huh?
How about the hamburger?
No, just be quiet.
Quiet?
Yeah.
Bud?
Yeah.
You hot or something?
No.
What's the matter?
Shh.
What?
Oh, I'm a million miles from no place. That's all.
Huh?
Oh, black coffee.
Yeah? Here you are.
I could use a little right now.
Yeah? Good, good, good.
Yeah, well, yeah.
Good. Bud?
Huh?
Piece of pie, Bud?
Oh, no.
How about the hamburger? Good hamburgers, you know. We got a...
No.
Well, all right.
Here you are.
Thanks.
Good, good.
Shut up.
Sure.
The two of you.
Thanks.
Shh. Just be quiet a minute, will you?
Be quiet?
Yeah.
What's the matter?
Shh. Shut up.
Say, what's the matter with you?
I'm listening.
Sure, anything you say.
Fool.
Huh?
Well?
I could use a little company right now.
Well, here you are. Piece of pie, Bud?
Oh, no.
How'd you know?
Huh? Oh.
How about the hamburger? We got good hamburgers, you know. We got a...
No.
Yeah. Piece of pie?
No. No.
Yeah. Yeah. No trouble.
No, no. Keep your shirt on.
You ain't in trouble, are you? I don't want...
Be quiet a minute, will you? The two of you.
What's the matter?
Shh. There he comes.
Hey, where are you going? Hey, what's going on? You hot or something?
No, no. There's a car out there. It's been following me for the last 200 miles.
Yeah? How'd you know?
I know it. That wasn't it.
Hey, what's going on?
I'm sorry I frightened you, but...
Piece of pie?
No. Black coffee. How about you?
Same, I guess. Thanks.
You're welcome. Well, I mean...
Oh, well, I...
Well, look, if you don't like me...
I was coming in here to phone or something.
Well, here you are.
Now, what have you got to lose?
Bud.
Well,
I mean,
you can always...
I don't want no...
You'll be all right.
I don't want no trouble.
No, you'll be all right.
Well?
Piece of pie?
Oh, no.
Pie, Bud?
No.
How about the hamburger?
Shut up.
Hey, mister, you ain't in trouble, are you? I don't want no trouble.
No, keep your shirt on. You'll be all right.
How about the hamburger?
All right.
Yeah? Well, here you are.
Thanks.
Piece of pie?
No.
All right.
Here you are.
Thanks.
Bud?
Huh?
Piece of pie, Bud?
Oh.
How about the hamburger? We got...
No.
Piece of pie, pie, pie?
I...
Yeah?
All right.
Well, here you are.
Thanks.
No, just be quiet a minute, will you?
Be quiet?
Yeah.
How about the hamburger?
No, just be...
Be quiet?
Yeah.
What's the matter?
Shh. I could use a little...
Piece of pie?
Oh, no.
Hamburgers, you know? It's my
yeah,
fault.
Yeah, yeah.
Be quiet?
Yeah.
Sure, anything you say.
Say, what's the matter?
Shh. Listen.
What's the matter?
Shh. Listen, that must be it now.
What?
Listen.
Hey, mister.
Listen. He's not coming in. He's waiting.
For what?
Me. Hey, what's your name?
Eileen.
Look, Eileen, here are the keys to the car. Go out and drive it up the side entrance. I'll be waiting at the door.
For what?
Me.
All right,
no,
but
no, go on. I'll hurry. He won't hurt you.
Okay.
Hey, mister, you ain't in trouble, are you?
Oh, no. I'm sorry I frightened you, but... Here. Huh? Hey, what are you doing?
Well, I started driving in the $50 jalopy. It just fell apart on me.
Oh, no.
Oh, well, I...
Well, look, if you don't like the car, you can always get out and start to walk again. Now, what have you got to lose?
Well, all right.
Look, Eileen, go out and drive it up the side entrance. I'll be waiting at the door.
All right,
no,
but
no.
I just fell apart.
No, go on. I'll hurry. He won't hurt you.
Don't you want your change?
No, keep it. They kept following.
Hey, where are you going? Don't you want your pie?
Shut up.
How about the hamburger? We got good hamburgers, you know. We got a piece of hamburger.
Shut up.
Piece of pie?
That's all.
How about the hamburger pie? We got good...
And, it goes on. There you go. I love that thing.
That's an awesome piece.
It's the greatest thing Negative Land has ever done. And
more so than even the moldy bagels.
Yes,
I think.
And more so, yes.
Yes.
So that was Negative Land. Before that, that was from a CD called No Business, by the way. We also, before that, just a mix of things. some of my precious prisoner CDs that, for those who this means anything, I procured in the village itself. I must say
I'm very impressed.
Yes.
I lust after those.
Yes. And you may be able to touch them.
Oh, thank you.
I will see.
I'll put on my archival white gloves and touch them.
Also in there, Psychic TV, an old thing from Mouth of the Night, an old Psychic TV LP.
Now, is that sort of anchovy pizza nightmare piece?
I don't know.
Or something?
We've never been able to figure out what the sample says. We're something between anchovies and little chiclets or something.
Little chiclets, yeah. It's weird. Good stuff.
And right now, some more stuff.
Flash your Friends of CITR card and get a nifty discount at the KISS Adult Toy Store, the Regional Assembly of Text, and the Bike. When you shop, and thank them for being a friend of CITR.
Mr. Kirk, Dexter's in school.
I'm afraid he's not, Miss Fishmore. Dexter's truancy problem is way out of hand. The Baltimore County School Board have decided to expel Dexter from the entire public school system.
Oh, Mr. Kirk, I'm as upset as you to learn Dexter's truancy. But surely expulsion is not the answer.
I'm afraid expulsion is the only answer. It's the opinion of the entire staff that Dexter is criminally insane. Sane.
That boy needs therapy.
Psychosomatic.
That boy needs therapy.
Purely psychosomatic.
That boy needs therapy.
Lying down on the couch.
What does that mean?
You're a nut. You're crazy in the coconut.
What does that mean?
That boy needs therapy.
I'm gonna kill you.
That boy needs therapy.
Brannigazoo, let's have a chew. How about I count three?
That boy needs therapy.
He was white as a sheep.
And he also made false teeth.
Business continues below.
Did I ever tell you the story about
cowboys and midgets and the Indians and
frontier psychiatry?
I felt strangely hypnotized.
I was in another world, the world of 20,000 girls
and milk and rectangles.
Two optometrists.
A man with a golden eyeball.
And tighten your buttocks.
Or juice on your chin.
And I promised my girlfriend I'd get
the violin.
Thank you.
Favourite car? Have you ever been in a Bentley Corniche? Your legs dangle off pale leather seats, and it has lamps especially for passengers seated in the back. It also has an 8-track tape player, which is fine, as long as you like music recorded before 1971.
Belongs in the hands of people.
I don't have to tell you things are bad. Everybody knows things are bad. It's a depression. The dollar buys a nickel's worth. Banks are going bust. We
know things bad, worse than bad.
Bad.
They're crazy, 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 crazy.
10 seconds to commercial.
Sometimes extreme behavior can be the warning sign of a mental illness. Learn to see the sickness.
The President of the United States!
Regrettably, we now believe that only force will make him leave.
The sickness.
Regrettably,
bloodshed.
We now believe
strife.
That only force
riot
will make him leave.
Right.
I am certain our cause is just,
a gallon of gas.
And I am certain our cause is moral,
loss of life.
And I am certain our cause is right.
Give me the goddamn money.
A new world order.
I don't know.
It's going to be all right tonight.
Lying.
Again.
I'm from the United States of Kiss My Ass.
Stupidity.
Again.
Demonstrations of this kind are demoralizing the whole country.
Corruption.
Again.
Don't hate the media. Become the media.
It's up to you.
Choice.
It's up to you.
Change the world.
It's up to you.
Please do your part.
What the truth is.
Television is not the truth. Television is a goddamn amusement park.
nuts. I know what that is. That's music.
For $15, the Friends of CITR card scores you in-store discounts at Beat Street, Red Cat, Vinyl, Scratch, and Audio Pile. Support Vancouver's finest indie radio station and pick up your card today.
What do you want to do with your life?
I want to rock.
Alrighty.
So, Mr. Brown, what were we doing?
Well, you might ask. There we had some Steinsky. We had some... Brian Eno, I forgot to mention there. I should write that
down. Commit that to
from
history.
From NerveNet. And that is quite an old tune there. Before that, Steinsky, some brand new re-release. It's Up to You, which was done way back in the first Gulf War. By Scissors, Tape, and Razor Blades. None of this electronic stuff.
Yeah.
Some Death by Chocolate in there. Bong Water, of course. Headphone Science. Great sort of little... Had a sort of rappy samples in there. And the Avalanches in there. Well, that's about it for the Browns doing... what show are we doing?
Exquisite Corpse. That's Mr.
Right.
Bleaks.
That's right.
Yes.
That's
now I'll stop calling him Luke.
He'll stop calling, stop calling me Luke. Yes.
That's
okay.
Embarrassing. But Mr. Bleak, yes, indeed, we filled in for him. And it's all part of the CITR show swap. Up next, Ben Lee with Live from Thunderbird Radio Hell. And
we'll be back on Monday.
Monday, yeah, doing morning. Our normal quiet stuff.
Stand by, please.
That's embarrassing. I don't talk like that anymore. That's terrible.
You know, you don't really know where I am at, all you stupid vegetables.